Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's find out about NPOs and NPO status in terms of financial statements. And joining me on the line from Lanham Love Attorneys is Etienne van der Merwe, who is a senior associate. Good morning, Etienne. Thank you so much for your time and for coming to share your expertise.
Morning, Kathy, and thank you for hosting me.
What are the obligations of NPOs to release financial statements?
Okay, and without going into too much detail, I will briefly set out the legal position in terms of the Non-Profit Organizations Act with regards to whether the public may request financial statements. Briefly, a registered non-profit organization must provide certain information which includes financial records to the director of non-profit organizations within a period of 9 months after its financial year end. Now, in terms of Section 25, there is then an obligation on the director of NPOs to preserve, amongst other things, the constitution of the NPO, as well as any report or document submitted to the director of the, in terms of the Act. This will include, of course, financial statements. So, furthermore, all members of the public then have the right to either access or inspect documents which the director is obliged to preserve, and the director is obliged to preserve those accounting records for a period of at least 5 years. Public may then approach the director of non-profit organizations between the hours of 8:30 to 12 and 1:30 to 3:30, Monday to Friday, to inspect those documents. There is a small fee of R5, which the member of the public is obliged to pay in advance when it wishes to inspect those documents.
Okay.
In short, yes, the public may inspect the financial records of non-profit organizations.
So is every company that is registered under Section 21 of the Companies Act automatically a non-profit organization?
No, not necessarily. You need to be registered in terms of the Non-Profit Organizations Act 71 of 1997 to be regarded as a non-profit organization.
Okay, which entails what? I mean, what do you have to do to be a non-profit organization?
You need to submit your constitution in terms of Section 21 of the Non-Profit Organizations Act. It sets out the information which you need to submit to the director to become a registered non-profit organization.
If we want to find out if a company is a registered non-profit organization, how do we go about that if we only know that there is Section 21?
So you'll have to engage with the director of non-profit organization. They have a register. In terms of Section 24, the director is obliged to keep a register of all registered non-profit organizations, as well as a register of declined non-profit organizations. So you can engage with the director and he will give you guidance whether the organization is indeed registered as a non-profit organization.
Okay, very interesting. This is very interesting.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you need to tell us?
No, I think it's a very straightforward process to obtain the financial records. Now, of course, you can't necessarily obtain it directly from the non-profit organization using the sections in the Non-Profit Organizations Act. However, there might be further recourse in terms of PIA and Section 26 of the Companies Act, but for purposes of our discussion today, I won't delve into those details.
All right. Etienne, thank you very much. Everything begins and ends with the director of non-profit organizations.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. Take care, Etienne.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Etienne van der Merwe. He's a senior associate at Lanham Love Attorneys.